Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 881, The Best Time to Exercise, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, diet and nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. All right, so it's my favorite time of year. I love the holidays. And last year, I did some holiday trivia on this podcast between December 1st and December 25th. It seemed like you enjoyed it, so I'm going to do the same this year, but with different questions. So here is this year's first holiday trivia question. What well-known Christmas carol became the first song ever broadcast from space back in 1965? You ready for the answer? Jingle Bells. When you really think about it, it seems like the obvious answer, right? All right, with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Best Time to Exercise, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. In recent weeks, I've stressed the importance of making time for exercise, despite a busy schedule. For instance, I stated that I'd rather wake up 20 minutes earlier for a brief session on a hectic day instead of doing nothing at all. I also shared a recent example where I performed a 15-minute workout before going to bed at night. Unfortunately, by referencing both early and late night workouts, it appears that I've left some readers confused about the best time of the day to exercise. I've received several questions about the ideal time. With that in mind, I'll use this entry to clarify any confusion. When is the best time to exercise? To put it bluntly, I believe the best time to exercise is the time that you actually will. Whether you train in the morning, afternoon, or night isn't going to make much of a difference. There is no reason to split hairs over fluctuations in body temperature, testosterone, and pain tolerance at different times of the day. No one is weak or overweight because they are exercising at the wrong time. The body can adapt to almost anything, and that includes exercising at various times. I'm all for science and critical thinking, but certain topics are best left alone. There's no reason to complicate what time of the day someone chooses to exercise. Using myself as an example, I've trained at just about every hour in the day. I'm not the product of a particular time. I'm the product of hard work, and hard work doesn't discriminate between hours. You decide. When pondering the best time to exercise, I like to use a simple analogy. When is the best time of the day to defend yourself and your loved ones? If someone threatened your child, would you not respond because your body temperature wasn't optimized at that particular hour? Or perhaps you'd tell the attacker to come back in an hour when your testosterone levels have peaked. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic, but my point shouldn't be difficult to decipher. Just as we defend our family at any time, we also have the ability to exercise at almost any time. It all boils down to choice. We make time for whatever we deem to be important, and what we choose to do depends on what we've prioritized in our lives. Some people prioritize exercise, while others don't. Personal preference. While we all have the potential to exercise at various times, personal preference certainly comes into play. Our individual schedules are relevant as well. For example, if you work a third shift, your ideal time is likely different from someone who works 9 to 5. It's important that you find a time that works for you and your family. Using myself as an example, I found that early morning workouts work best for me. I get very busy during the day, so I prefer to get my primary workout out of the way. Therefore, even on the craziest of days, I can at least take comfort in the fact that I've already pushed myself through a quality workout. I don't need to worry about what time I'll finish work and whether or not I'll have time to train. There is no perfect time. Although it is important to find a time that works for you, it's also important to realize that there's no such thing as a perfect time. Just because I train in the morning doesn't mean I always wake up eager and ready to go. I don't even consider myself a morning person. I've simply become accustomed to exercising in the morning after many years of practice. My early morning habit began as a young boxer. When I fought competitively, I used to hate the start of training camp. I still remember dreading the alarm clock whenever I'd begin training for another fight. The first few days of early morning workouts always felt like torture. I hated every minute of it. After a week or so, though, I'd be outside training in the morning without even thinking about it. Morning sessions would gradually become part of the daily routine. I didn't think about whether I liked the time or not. It was just something I had to do to get where I wanted to go. Final thoughts. The reason I share the story of myself as a youngster is to remind you that the right time for you might not seem like it at first. It's not unusual for changes in our daily routine to bring about negative feelings. Those feelings typically subside, however, when we are doing something to better ourselves. The key is to stick with the work long enough for more positive feelings to kick in. That's where grit becomes so important. The right time to exercise isn't necessarily going to be an easy time, and that's where many people are misled. The industry wants everyone to think that it's easy to get in shape. It's not easy. It takes hard work and sacrifice. Waking up earlier or going to bed later are the types of sacrifices that dedicated individuals are willing to make. The question, therefore, isn't what the best time to exercise is. The real question is whether or not you're willing to make time. The time that you consistently make is the time that's right for you. You just listened to the post titled, "The Best Time to Exercise," by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I realize making time for exercise, let alone eating right, is tough. We all are busy. I've had retired people tell me, "I'm just too busy to exercise." But I don't get into an argument with them because we could all argue that we're too busy to do some of these lifestyle behaviors. We're too busy to exercise, too busy to plan our meals, too busy to go grocery shopping, too busy to manage our stress better, no matter how backwards that last one sounds. So instead, what I do is I try and reframe it for my patients or clients. So I'll ask them something like, "How often do you shower?" And they'll say, like, "Take a shower every day, duh." And I say, "Okay, and how long does it take you to take a shower and then get yourself ready for the day?" And, you know, they'll usually say something like, well, I don't know, anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the client I'm speaking with. And then I'll say, and you probably, you know, brush your teeth as part of that process. You brush your hair. And what would we call all of this? And eventually they catch on and they say something like, well, I'm taking care of my body. I'm cleaning my body. I'm making myself look good. And I say, then what is exercise? And then you see that light bulb go off and they go, taking care of my body? And I say, exactly. So we make the time for taking care of ourselves in other ways, like when you think about how long you may spend looking in the mirror, making yourself look nice, but yet we forget to do it for other things that are probably just as important, like exercising and meal planning. So as Ross mentioned, is it really that we don't have time, or is it it's just not a priority? And that's a whole different conversation. But if we really break it down, we do have the time. And I completely agree with Ross in that whatever time of the day you have to exercise, then that is the best time. Don't stress about whether you have to work out midday because that's when your stress hormones are at their lowest, so you want to boost them, or first thing in the morning is more important because it helps you burn fat through the rest of the day, or late at night's not good because it might interrupt your sleep. Don't stress about those things. As long as you get the workout in, no matter what time, that's what's important. And of course, if you can stay consistent with it. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day and for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.